Are you closer? Yeah, it's okay. There's a tiny drop. That's okay.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so okay, we're in Ravine. Ravine really is in the middle of a conversation that Moshe Rabbeinu was having with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu made a request. The request was V'neflinu ani ve'amcha mikol ha'om asher al pnei ha'adam. Rashi says, what does that mean? V'neflinu, we shall be set aside. Let us go back a little bit. Ravi is starting in the middle of a conversation. Okay, so Rashi says the word v'niflinu means moved olim b'davar mikol ha'am k'mo v'hifl Hashem bein miknei Yisrael. Now, basically, according to Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu made a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem should not rest His divine presence upon the goyim. Which is a shocking thing, which means that until this point in time, the original divine plan was that Hashem would rest a degree. Doesn't mean Hashem's going to give the Goyim equal to what Hashem gives Klal Yisrael, but the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashre His Shekhinah, He rests His divine presence upon the Jewish people, Hashem would rest a degree of His divine presence upon the Goyim. And Moshe said, no, I make a request that you deny the Goyim a portion in Hashem's divine presence. And Hashem acquiesced. And over here in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayoyimer Hashem el Moshe gam es hadavar hazasher dibarta eseh. This request that you have made, that I should not rest my divine presence upon the Goyim, I will do. Why? Because you, Moshe, have found favor in my eyes. And I know you by name. Now, what does all that mean? Now, here, I have to go very slowly. Let's give the Rashi. Rashi, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Gam es adavar hazeh sheloi tishre shechino si od al oivdei elilim eseh. I will no longer rest my divine presence among the goyim. The ein devarav shel bilma rasha al yidei shriyas shechina. So Rashi is coming to ask the obvious question. What do you mean? We find in Parashas Balak that Bilam, he spoke in the name of Hashem. He said over words of prophecy about the Jewish people, and the only way we assume that Bilam, a Rasha, a Goy was able to say words of prophecy is only because Hashem was resting His divine presence upon this Goy. But if Moshe Rabbeinu made a request that Hashem should not rest divine presence, Hashem acquiesced, how then was it possible for Bilam to give over words of prophecy? Elo. So Rashi answers the question. That was not, Hashem was not resting His divine presence because He was Noifel, El Noifel, Ugluye Naim. He fell down and His eyes were exposed. Kegoin, Ve'elai, Dovar, Yignoif, Shoimim, Al Yidei, Sholich. I don't know what that means. I don't know what he means in that Rashi with Eiv. But he's saying, and I don't know what this concept means, to fall down and have revealed eyes, ugluyanaim. I don't know what that concept means. But it basically means, Rashi is saying, is that when it says that Bilam gave over words of prophecy, this was not in the category of a regular prophecy. Because in order for there to be a regular prophecy, there's a precondition. And the precondition is that Hashem's divine presence has to rest upon a prophet. And then after the Shekhinah is resting upon a prophet, then he says the prophecy. That is impossible for a Goy, a Gentile, for him to merit Hashem can rest His divine presence. So if we do find that Bilam, a Goy, is saying words of prophecy, it has to be understood that it's a different experience. Now, what is that experience? I have no idea. No clue. It's called, the term is Noifel Ugluy Einayim. What do those words mean? Literally, it means to fall down and your eyes are exposed. Now, obviously, that's just an expression which has a very deep meaning. I don't know what it means one iota, what it can possibly mean. But it does mean that it's not the same thing as the Shekhinah resting upon a person. Now, if you want to go to anti-Semitism, We always like to talk about anti-Semitism in the morning. What is the source of anti-Semitism? There are many, many reasons. Simply because Jews are successful, they're just plain, simple, jealous. Some want to say it's much deeper, because it's the fact that Yaakov purchased the Bechora from Esav. When they see us, when they see that we have the Shekhinah resting upon us, it is the Bechora. They feel subconsciously, deep down in their neshamas, they know that it was really meant for them. And Yaakov Avinu took it away by buying the firstborn right from Esav. Okay, that's another reason. Then you'll say, there's no reason. It's halacha l'moshe misinai. Halacha b'yaduhi. It's not subject to any logical explanation. It's just, that's how it is. It's not jealousy. It's not the l'chaira. It's just how it is. Okay, that could turn three reasons. If you want, or a fourth reason, Sinai. Sinai, lashon of hatred, sinah. Even though Sinai is with a samach, but it can be exchanged with the sin, that when Hashem gave the Torah to the Jewish people, Har Sinai, Misham Yarda sinah, from there came because they had an opportunity to be mekabel a chelik of the Torah, and they chose not to. And therefore they were not up to it, and there's a hatred, because we got the Torah, not them. Okay, that's the fourth reason. And each one of these reasons needs a lot of explanation. But I want to suggest to you that there's another reason. And that is all about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moses. Moshe Rabbeinu triggered. Now, I mean, it's an amazing thing. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem not to rest his divine presence upon them. And that was not the plan. From the context of these psukim, originally Hashem was willing to rest his divine presence upon the Goyim to some degree. And because Moshe made this request, no more. So could you imagine something that you were going to have, was meant to be for you, and was taken away from you, explains why they hate us so much. But it's interesting, who is the hate really directed to? To Moshe, because Moshe was the one that made this request. I mean, and if I would put myself in the shoes of a goy chas shalom, wouldn't I hate Moshe chas shalom? If Hashem was willing, after everything is said and done, even though we were not mekabel the Torah, and even though we took the bechorah from them, and even though and put aside all of those reasons, let's say we're not jealous people. They have their own, they have plenty of their own success. The fact that someone comes along and takes away what's meant to be for me, you take it away, I was going to get it anyway. And Moshe makes a request in Pasuk, Tez Zayin, V'niflinu ani v'amucha mikol ha'om asher al pneihu adama. And Hashem says, okay, gam es adover hazeh asher dibarte eseh, I'll do what you want. I will not rest my divine presence upon the Goyim. Isn't that a cause for them to hate us? Well, that's what it seems. So I'm suggesting you over here that this one, the Makara, is the one of the sources for this concept of concepts of why they hate us so much. Okay, and Rashi is making this interesting point, is that the reason why when Bilam did say over words of prophecy, it was not prophecy that came with divine presence, it was a prophecy that was due to something different. Let's see what it says in the Targum. Pasuk Yitzayin, Va'amar Hashem Moshe, Af Yos Piska Mohadein, this matter, De Malilta, that you have spoken, Aved, I will do, Arei, because Ashkachta Rachamin Kodama, you have found favor before me, V'rabisoch B'shom, I will make you great. So here we have already a chiddush. Rashi over here is not, the Targum over here is not literally translating the word vo eidoacha. The word vo eidoacha comes from the word to know you. And here the Targum is translating it to mean I will make you great. Bishom. Now let's see over here the commentator. Okay, you don't have this. I always have to read this. Let's see what it says over here in Pasuk Yitzayin on the side over here. It says over here very little. It doesn't say, he refers you to other parts of Yiddish. Okay, so I don't know. But it seems here that at least we can learn over here, I will make you great. B'shem, with renown. I will make you great. I will make you a great name. Renown. That's how he translates the pasuk. And Rashi does not argue, because Rashi is not commenting over here on that part. On that part of the pasuk. Let's go to the next pasuk. Vayoymar. Okay, now we come to the most esoteric pasuk in the entire Tanakh. If you want to learn mysticism, you've come to the right place. Mayor Appeldorf is here at your service. Here you go. Vayoymar, and he said, Moshe said, Hareini no es kivodecha. Show me your honor. I want to see what you, Hashem, look like. Okay, if this is not like spooky, then what is? Rashi, Pasuk Yudches, Vayomar, Hareini no es kvodecha, Ro Moshe, Shehoye Eis Rotzayim, Udvarav Mikubolim, V'chaysef L'shol, he continued to ask, L'har Oisai, Maris Kivoyda. Okay, there are a lot of limudim over here to learn from Rashi. Rashi is telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu, he knows how to take advantage of a situation. And this is an incredible limud musa. There are times that Hashem Kaviyocho is in a good mood, for lack of better term. And when Hashem is in a good mood, take advantage. Don't let that opportunity go to waste. Moshe made an amazing request. Do not rest your divine presence upon the Goyim. Forgive the Jewish people. Hashem forgave them. Hashem is not going to rest the Shechem Goyim. Everything is going his way. If everything is going your way, keep on going. Stay the course. Make more requests. And this is a limud musa in life. When you're in a matziv of an eis ratzon, don't stop. Take advantage. That's why on Purim, many people they say tilm the whole day. Okay, there are many. You know, this is not for the faint of heart people that can do this, but there are people that know how to take advantage. Purim is a zman eis ratzon. There are people who know how to get up very early, 5 o'clock in the morning, and they say tilm the entire tilm. You go to a bris mila, and the baby is crying. Chaparayim, you say Tehillim, when the baby is crying, you recite Mizmor Vav, the Malach Rafael is here to heal the baby. Pure, innocent baby who has done nothing wrong is now undergoing the bris mila. The Malach Rafael is here to heal the baby. Eliyahu Navi is here. Take advantage. You might as well make a request, whatever you want, for refuah, for parnasa, for shaduchim, you name it. This Rashi is telling us a yesoid. Because if not for this Rashi, maybe you can say, you know, Hayluchud v'Hayluchud. The Jewish people are in a lot of trouble. They're going to be killed. So Moshe was mispalo. Hashem forgave them. Adkan. Don't push your luck. Don't push luck. No. Once it's an Eis Ratzon, you have a license to take advantage and chaperein. And there are many such opportunities in life. Shabbos, Yom Tov, Purim, Bris Mila, Chasna. Okay, you go to a wedding, it's an Eis Ratzon. Today you go to a wedding, it's mamash a miracle. Anyone that gets married today is mamash the Yad Hashem. So the Yad Hashem is an Eis Ratzon to be misspelled. That's why they give out the cards. Okay, they give out the cards on the other side of the ladies section. They give out the cards and say, when I go to a wedding, I always steal a card from the ladies section. I don't know why. I really don't know why they don't put out the cards anymore on the men's section. The men don't want to say it. It's not so true. There are many men that like to say it also, to say the tefillahs. For some reason, they stop putting out the cards in the men's section. Don't put out the cards in the women's section. The women like to say it. The men, I don't know. All I know is that if I take a card from the ladies' section, and I start saying tefillah, I notice that the guys next to me, on the sides of me, they get very nervous. They get very nervous. And then they, could I also say, can I borrow the card? Okay, so it's the same principle over here as Rashi. Rav Moshe shall eis ratzon v'dvav mekubalim v'chosef lishol lahar oisoi to see the maris kvod. Now, what does the Targum say? V'amar, ach zini ke'an yosi karach. May I witness now. Okay, now then this is another machlokes, always consistent. Machlokes Rashi and Kalista, the word no. Does no mean please? Pretty please, or does not mean now? So Rashi always says it means please. Rashi is not commenting over it because he probably said it already many times. But the Targum over here says ka'an. Ka'an means now. Can I see now? Yos yikaroch, your honor. Let's see what it says in the commentator. Pasuk Yudches. No, would you believe it? Nothing to say on this pasuk. How do you like that? Unbelievable. Okay. Pasuk Yudches. Vayoymer Hashem says, Ani avir kol tuvi al ponecha. Hashem says, I will pass all of my goodness al ponecha, upon your ponim. The karasi v'shem Hashem lefonecha, and I will call out in the name of Hashem before you. V'chanoisi es asher choyn, v'richamti es asher arachem. Okay, so Hashem says, I will pass, all of my goodness will come before you, and I will call out by name of Hashem before you, and I will show favor to whom I show favor, and I will v'richamti es asher arachem, and I will show compassion to the one that I show compassion. Okay, now, let's take a look over your pasuk yutes. Vayoymer ani avir higia sho shetir bichvoidi ma she erse oischoliros. Rashi says the time has come that indeed I will show you. Moshe wants to see Hashem. Hashem says, okay, you want to see me? I will reveal myself to you. Higia sho shetira, you will see bichvoidi. But I'm only going to show you what you're capable of seeing. Meaning you can't see everything. I'll show you a little bit. Masha Ersha, I will permit ois choliros. Lefi shani roitzev etzarech lelamdecha seder tefillah. Because I want, I desire, and I need to teach you the order of prayer. Ki ashe, ki ashe nitz. Because the day when you will need to pray for mercy for the Jewish people, you need to know how to pray. You mentioned the zuchus avos. You thought, "Einoi tikva, ani avir, kol midas tuvi lefonech alatzur." I'll show you more. The aton you, tsofun bimo'oro, you hide yourself in the cave. The karasi b'shem Hashem lefanech, I will call out in the name of Hashem before you. L'lamducha seide b'koshas rachanim, af im tichle zuchus avais. V'seider zeh sh'ata roye oisi, m'utuf v'koire, yud gimel midas. And this order, which you will see me, mu'utuf, the koire, when I on Hashem is, I will be enveloped, and I will call out the yud gimel midos. Heve you should melamed es Yisrael lasois kei to do so. The alide sheyaz kiru lefonai rachum v'chanun yunenin ki rachmi loy cholim. My mercy does not come to an end. So let's just, before we go further, finish the Rashi, let's appreciate what he's saying over here. He's saying over here is Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was mispal to Hashem. It's an amazing Rashi. For some reason, I don't even remember ever learning this Rashi. I don't know why. I definitely learned this at some point. I'm just forgetting everything. But he's saying over here something very powerful. When Moshe was mispalo, okay, how did this whole thing begin? How did this thing begin? This began. You have to go back. Okay. Go all the way back to Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayichal Moshe, Espirei Hashem Eloiko, Vayoymer. Lomo Hashem Yechere Apecha Biyamecha Asher Yitzeiso Meyeretz Mitzrayim Mechayek Adol Biyad Chazaka. Okay, it goes on. Then it goes, Zichor LeAvraham LeYitzchak LeYisrael Avodecha. Okay, back when Moshe was Mispalo, what did he say? Zichor LeAvraham LeYitzchak LeYisrael Avodecha. Zuchus Avos. So Rabbi Hashem is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu something amazing. Moshe Rabbeinu, you think the fact that when you pray to me, you mention the Zuchus Avos, you have revealed, it's a Freudian slip, you have revealed that the only time the Jewish people will merit salvation is if they have Zuchus Avos. Because since you said to me the word Zachor LaAvraham LeYitzchak LeYisrael, you demonstrated that in order to get answered, you need to have the Zuchus of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Moshe, I want to let you know that there's going to become a point in time where Tamu Zuchus Avos, the merit of the Avos will come to an end. And there will no longer be Zuchus Avos. So Moshe, according to you, at that point in time, the Jews are kaput, they're finished. Since when you prayed to me, you invoked Zuchus Avos, that was the best that you can possibly do to save the Jewish people. So you reveal that if there is no longer Zuchus Avos, then that's it, you're finished. There's no hope. I will get angry and I will destroy the Jewish people, Chas v'Shalom. So Hashem is revealing to Moshe, Moshe, you're wrong. Even Zuchus Avos does not last forever. There comes a point in time when Zuchus Avos comes to an end. It's like gasoline in the tank. Once the gasoline runs out, there's no more energy, you're finished. And indeed, when did the Zuchus Avos come to an end? It came to an end in the era of Hoshea ben Be'eri, the last king of the Malchei Yisrael. When the Aseres HaShvatim went into Golus, that was the time when the Zuchus Avos came to an end. So, if that's when it came to an end, you no longer can live off the merit of our Avos, then you're on your own. And if you don't have merit, you're finished. I want to teach you that I'm going to teach you a trick, a secret. The Yud Gimel Midoy Sarachanim. The Yud Gimel Midoy Sarachanim is something you can use even when you don't have Zuchus Avos. And that's what I'm going to teach you now to save the Jewish people. Now, if we pay very close attention to this Rashi, it's an amazing Rashi because really, in essence, if you think about it, this is the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah, the entire davening, from beginning to end, if you pay attention to the Nusach HaTfilah and what's going on, is one thing only, Zuchus Avos. The Akedah. Avraham, Yitzchak, the whole thing is the Zuchus Avos, the Akedah. Yom Kippur, there's no Akedah. The whole Yom Kippur is again and again and again, Hashem, Hashem, Rachum, Lechan, Erech, Apai, Rav, Chesed, Vienes. That is the chilek in the Nusach HaTfilah between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah, it is Zachor, LaAvraham, LeYitzchak, UleYisrael, Avodecha. Yom Kippur, it's the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim, which means even if the Zuchus Avos has ran out, we still have hope of the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim, and this is what Hashem here is coming to teach Moshe Rabbeinu. That's an amazing concept. And this is described now Rashi is coming to tell us some incredible stuff here. This is described as Kol Tuvi. This is what he calls over here. I'm now going to reveal Vayom Hashem Vayomer Ani Avir Kol Tuvi. What is Kol Tuvi? All of my good. In other words, the Zuchus Avos you know about already because you have invoked the Zuchus Avos. I'm now going to give you something new. Kol Tuvi Al Ponecha. I'm going to give you a new. I'm going to give you new power. Yud Gilmi the Sarachamim. And you will make you the Karasi v'Shem Hashem. I will call out with the Shem Hashem before you. That's how Rashi ties that part of the pasuk. Now let us read the end of the pasuk in Rashi. Then we'll go back and read the whole Rashi again. And then Rashi goes on. V'Chanoi Siyas Asher Ochayin Oisan Pa'amim She'Eretze when I will want to show favor. V'Richanti Eis She'Echboitz L'Rachim Ad Kan. Lo hiftichoi elo itim. There are times nev itim lo yene. Avol b'shas maise. Omar loy. Hinei anochi kore spiris. Another very mystical thing. Over here it says, I will show compassion to the one that I want, which is implies there are sometimes I want and sometimes I do not want. And then it goes on, I will show mercy to the one that I will show mercy to, and sometimes I will show mercy, sometimes I won't show mercy. It all depends if I want, I don't want. But yet, in later psukim, okay, when actually Hashem comes down and Hashem descends and Hashem reveals the Yud Gimel Midas Sarachamim, when Hashem does this, later on in Pasuk Hey, in the next parak, there Hashem does not make any conditions. Hashem kaviyachol changes his mind and Hashem, and Hashem says, I will always show compassion. No longer will there be a condition, yes or no. We have to really ask the question, what happened in the middle? We have to really ask the question, what changed in the middle when Hashem, what changed in the middle? We have to figure out what happened in the middle. What happened in the middle that Hashem, he changed his mind. Okay, so let's read this Rashi very carefully, because this Rashi is dynamite. It's mamish dynamite. It opens up a whole world. So over here, Hashem says, Pasuk Yitez, Vayim Rash, Ani Avir, Higia Shah, Shetire Bichvoidi Ma She'ershe Oyscholiro. So in other words, contrary to popular belief, we always are told that Hashem did not show Moshe Rabbeinu anything. Moshe said, I want to see your face. So Hashem, no. Lo yirani ha'adam v'chai. Man cannot see me and live. I'm not showing you. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says that Hashem did indeed show Moshe Rabbeinu something. Moshe's request was not turned away. He was not turned away empty-handed. Hashem did indeed show Moshe something. How much? Not a full dosage, but a partial dosage. What Hashem will permit man to see, what he can tolerate. Higia sha'o sha'tire b'chvoidi ma'asha'er sha'o. What I permit ois ha'lirois, l'fi sha'ani roitze v'tzach l'lamet seder tefila. Because I want and I need to teach you the seder of prayer. Why? Because Moshe, let's study what just happened now. Klal Yisrael made an eagle and they worshipped the eagle. I told you I'm going to destroy them. You came along and you davened. Look at what you did, how you davened. The technique, look at your technique. Your technique was to employ zuchus avos. Hashem is giving Musa to Moshe. Moshe, that technique that you use to save the Jewish people today is not going to always work. Because there will come a point in time in this world when they will no longer have zchus avos. You mentioned to me the zchus avos. Kusavar ata, which implies that you thought. Shem tamas zchus avos, eino tikva. Moshe, I have to now help you and teach you how to daven for the Jewish people, or give you a technique, a tool that they can use, even when there is no longer zchus avos. Ani aver kol midas tuvi lifonecha alatzu. I will reveal all of the midas, the ato, and you, sofun ba'mo'ara, you go hide in the cave. The karasi v'shem Hashem lifonecha. I will call out in my name before you. L'lamdecha, to teach you seder b'koshas rachamim. Af im tichles zuchus avos. Uchzeder ze she'ata roye oisi. And this order of the yud gimel midas harachamim, which you witness me reveal to you when I, Hashem, are wrapped up in a talis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, he wraps himself up in a talis. The koire yud gimel midas. You shall go down to the mountain and teach this to the Jewish people, the Yud Gil Midas Sarachamim, having Malamines Yisrael Lasos Kain, and whenever they will recite the Yud Gimel Midas Sarachamim, the Alidei Sheyazkiru Lifonai Rachum V'Chanun, the Midas of Rachum V'Chanun, which I mean it means and V'Chulu and all the other Midas, Yihyu Nenin, you will be answered, even if you don't have Zchus Avos. Ki rachami loy chalim, my mercy never comes to an end. Those pa'amim she'eretze lochon v'richamti ace a time she'echboitz l'rachem. So over here, I will show mercy to who I will show mercy at a time when I want. Two different expressions of times, a pam and an ace. And then, so it's going to be, when I want, I will answer. Adkan lo yiftichoy, over here in this pasuk, Hashem only told him that I will answer with the yud, gil, mid, sarachamim, if I want. He did not promise him, el itim ene, vitim lo yene. But later on, a few psukim later on, when Hashem does this, Hashem does come down and reveals himself to Moshe and teaches him the yud, gimel, midah, sarachamim. Aval b'shas maise, om Allah, hinei anochi koreis bris, hivtichoi, he promised him, she'en m'choiz v'shreikam, they will never be go away empty-handed, you will always be guaranteed that I will answer you no matter what, when you recite the yud, gimel, midah, sarachamim. Okay, this is an amazing Rashi, an amazing limud of what it means called tuve, is it says a lot of things that does not say. If you wouldn't have this Rashi, Ramsh wouldn't know what's going on over here. That Hashem is saying to Moshe, you revealed your technique, reveals your weakness. You know how to daven, very nice. You invoked the yud gimel, the zchus avos, but beware, a day is going to come where there's not going to be zchus avos. What are you going to do then? What is Klal Yisrael going to do then? So let me now give you a secret weapon, the Yud Gimel Midos Sarachamim. Maybe it will work, maybe it won't work. It all depends if I want or not. But later on, Rashi reveals that when we go forward ahead, Hashem changes mind. Hashem says, you know what, it's going to work no matter what. When we learn the Psukim, next 2-3 days in Mirza Hashem, we have to figure out what changed in the middle for Hashem to change his mind that they will always work. Now let's see the Targum. Vamar, ano abad kol tuvi. I will avar. I'll read the Targum pasuk yitess. Kol tuvi, all of my blessing. Al apoch in your presence. Ve'ekre b'shmo da Hashem kodamoch. Ve'achun l'man da'achun. Ve'arachem alman da'arachem. Okay, Targum over here is just very straightforward. Translates the words. Doesn't appear to be any chidushim. Over here in the commentator, let's see if he says a chiddush. B'shmo da Hashem, I'm Ashkosav l'kamon, kei v'achonun, av b'yishayesh loshen chanina, unkelitz metargim b'loshen rachamim, shani kan, shakosav chanun, okay, l'chen kan, okay, metargim chanina, okay, we're not going to focus on that. L'man, l'mi, l'man, shayesh v'mi l'asher, misparash mi, v'unkelitz, d'loy kerash, v'yish oysan pa'amim, ooh, look at this. Okay, so we have over here a little bit of a machlaikis. A little machlaikis. Just a little machlaikis. No such thing as a little machlaikis. No, it's like being pregnant. Are you pregnant or not? I'm a little pregnant. Either you're pregnant or you're not pregnant. Right? That's the famous expression. When it comes to machlaikis. Or just a little machlaikis. There's no such thing as a little machlaikis. It's either a world war or there's peace. No such thing as anything little. So here there's a machlokes. Over here it says, V'chanoisi es asher ochoin, v'richamti es asher arachem. It's amazing. You see, you're not learning, you never know this. Targum says, V'achun, I will show mercy or grace. L'man, to the person, da'achun, that I choose to show mercy to. V'arachem, I will show compassion. I'll show compassion. Alman, man means to the person. To the person, the arachem. Rashi didn't say that. See, now he goes, why do Rashi have to say what he had to say? Rashi is picking up on what it says in the Targum, coming to argue. Rashi is writing a super commentary. Rashi over here, when it says, V'chanosias asher ochoin, why does Rashi comment here? Oison pe'omim. Rashi has made a very powerful statement. I disagree with you, Targum. You got it wrong again. You got it wrong again. Over here, when Hashem says, I will show mercy to whom, it's not to whom I want to show mercy to, it's when I want to show mercy. It's not a matter of the person, it's the time. the Zman. Oysan pe'onim she'eretze locha. V'richamti, ace the time she'echpoitz. The ace. It's the pe'onim and the ace. Unlike the Targum that says man, the person. Fascinating. It's a very big machloikis. A very machloikis Rashi over here, that Hashem over here is making a conditional statement. I'm going to teach you all this good stuff, and you should know, sometimes it will work, sometimes it will not. Rashi puts the focus on, there are times that it works, and there are times that it doesn't work. And Ungelis says, there are people for whom it will work for, and there are people for whom it will not work for. Okay, machloikis. Okay, now, we go to Pasuk Chof. Vayomer. Moshe says, Vayomer, Hashem says, okay, Hashem continues, Loi suchal lerois es ponoi, ki lo yirani ha'odom v'choi. You can't see my face, because it cannot. A human being cannot see my face and live. Now, that l'choira is a contradiction to what Rashi just said. Rashi just says, the time has come when I will show, I'll give permission for you to see what you can possibly see. So I guess that this pasuk over here is saying is you cannot see everything. I will let you see what I want you to see, but you're not going to see everything. Rashi, vayom elosuchal, af kishavir kol tuvi alponecha, eini noisein l'chorishus lirois esponoi. You can't see my ponim. So you go back to the previous Rashi, the beginning of the previous Rashi, Hegia Shah, She Tire Bichvoidi, you will see my kavod, Mash Eshre Oitzcho Lirois. Says Rashi there, says, I will show you my kavod, but I'm not going to show you my ponim. The words are very precise. The time has come when I will show you, should you my honor, what I give permission for you to see. Here it says, when I pass my presence, kol tuvi apanecha, you're not going to have permission to see my ponai, my face. Okay? So it's the chilik between the ponim and the ponim, seeing the ponim versus seeing the kavod. Let's see the Targum. This is a very esoteric pasuk. Targum says, va'amar lo, va'amar lo tikol, you're unable, l'mirzeyos ape shechinti, are lo yich zeinani anosha v'yiskayam. Now notice, remember the rule. The rule is, the Targum loathes any suggestion that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a human, has any human characteristics. This is the greatest anathema to the Targum to make such a suggestion. And therefore, and you look at this pasuk over here, this is the ultimate, where lo sucha liros es ponoi, my face. Can you imagine Targum reads this pasuk going out of his mind? Targum manish. We learned Targum, Baruch Hashem, a long time. Targum cannot deal. Can mamish. He said the Hashem is a yad. A yad? A yad? Hashem is a yad. Mamish, the Targum, mamish, he can't tolerate this. Hashem doesn't have a yad. Hashem is not a human being. Yad is always going to go find a way to fatayich the yad and change the yad into something, you know, symbolic. This pasuk, probably from the whole Torah, is the most difficult pasuk for the Targum to deal with. You probably could not deal with this pasuk. You can't see my face. Hashem has a face. Hashem has a face. You gotta be. How does the Targum? So indeed, the Targum sprung into action, and he writes here, "Apei shechinti." He adds in a word, the ponim of my presence, not Hashem's face. God forbid. The apei shechinti, lo sucha liros es ponoi. He adds a whole word in, the apei shechinti. Are lo yich zeinani anosha v'yiskayam. A man cannot continue to exist to see Hashem's, the ponim of the Hashem's, of the Shechina. To see Hashem, forget it. That's not even in the league. But talk about to see the presence of the Shechina. Okay. Now, let's see over here the commentator quickly. Okay, apay shechinti gam mikan kosh al Rambam sheshchinihi kvoid nivra sharei behemshach targum yechazani el chashom lechashav kain el ashchinihi akel yisparach v'chamoish shemichich medivar roisav tzarchin shlo hispek lunkelis b'mila shechinti levag targum shalishvanim tzarchin shloi histapek lunkelis. Shaloi histapek lo ungulis memila shechinasi. Shechinti levad kitargum kolosh and ponim. The parish of Nechabit Lilibi ungulis alpidir chakabola. It's a kosher. I don't know what he's talking about over here. Basically, just acknowledging over here in the commentator that this stuff is so way out, there's no way to understand what's going on over here and what the Targum is doing, how the Targum deal with this. There's a Rambam on this. I don't know. He's just giving you Mara Mekremis over here. We're not going to go and delve into this. Okay. At least today, Baruch Hashem, we learned a lot of nice things here. Okay. So we learned about this beautiful Rashi, which is an awesome thing. The Chiddush, that the Chilik between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is Zochus Ovos. Yom Kippur is the Yod Gimel Midos Harachamim. And we learned over here, the Chanois is Asher Achon, Vicham is Asher Rachim. Later on, Hashem is going to change his mind. It's going to be unconditional, and we have to search what changed in the middle. That is an important thing to know. What changed in the middle? And then we learn the machloikis, Rashi, and Ungulis. Is it man, the person, or is it their times? And we learned that the Targum adds in the word Shechina because he cannot translate the word literally. And v'niflin aniv yamcha, we learned to see sort of Rashi that when it's an ace rotzayin, you take advantage. All right. Thank you very much for coming and learning with me. Much appreciated. Have a good night, everybody. Saying all the best to everyone. Zay gezunt. Good night. Good night, Mr. and Ms. Glatter. Good night, Mayor.